just remember she said that to me.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Texas State Legislature has opened a special session to investigate the catastrophic flooding that killed more than 130 people earlier this month. From Austin, KEYE TV reporter Abigail Velez tells us some of what they're hearing.
The state's top emergency chief, Nim Kidd, says Texas does not have a central flood siren system, so there's no guarantee local officials get the same alerts as the state. Lawmakers say that gap may have cost life-saving hours, and so did the lack of a clear chain of command.
The committee investigating the floods will meet next Thursday in the hard-hit city of Kerrville. In a Boise courtroom Wednesday, Brian Koberger, who pleaded guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students, was sentenced to life in prison without parole. CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti takes us up close.
The judge struggled to hold back tears as he called Brian Koberger evil. I was in that courtroom, only a few feet away from Koberger, and I watched as he locked his gaze on everyone who spoke in that room. But what struck me the most was when the photos of his victims were projected on a screen. He did not look.
Koberger's motive remains unknown. Columbia University has settled with the Trump administration in order to restore canceled federal research money. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The deal between Columbia University and the Trump administration has the school paying $221 million to the federal government in order to restore research money. The administration pulled the funding because of what it described as the Ivy League school's failure to squelch anti-Semitism on campus over the Israel-Hamas war. The multi-million dollar settlement could put pressure on other schools like Harvard to also reach a deal.
In Washington, a House committee is poised to subpoena testimony from Ghislaine Maxwell. She's serving a lengthy prison sentence for helping financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse underage girls. More from correspondent Allison Keyes.
Democrats have been pushing for the release of files of the sex trafficking probe into the late Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump was once friends with him, and there have been questions about their association amid accusations from some lawmakers and Trump supporters of a cover-up.
The question of what it means to describe a car as self-driving is being considered in Oakland, California, where the DMV is taking on Tesla over its autopilot feature.
If successful, Tesla could see its license suspended and wouldn't be able to sell or produce cars in California for 30 days. The DMV says autopilot mode misleads customers into thinking the car can operate more like a robo-taxi without any driver involvement. Tesla argues its customers know the distinction and that all proper disclosures are being made. Mike DeWald for CBS News, Oakland.
A federal appeals court rules President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship is unconstitutional, supporting a lower court. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the entire job all from one partner to get access to over 3 million products, including many products you won't find in our stores. It's time to get delivery on your schedule or next day on over 50,000 products. And time to get dedicated support on the job site or in our stores. From ordering to planning, we've got you. One partner, any job, all in. Ask about all we can now do at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
What's up? I'm Phil Briggs, host of CBS Eye on Veterans, here from my friends at Navy Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, or maybe just want to refinance your current loan, Navy Federal Credit Union has great rates on auto loans. You can apply via their mobile app or online, and in most cases, get a decision in seconds. So get a great car and great rates with Navy Federal Credit Union. Credit and collateral subject to approval, rates subject to change, and are based on credit worthiness. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, and you can learn more at NavyFederal.org/auto.
A verdict is expected Thursday in the sexual assault case against five 2018 Canada World Junior hockey players. CBS News correspondent Jennifer Kuiper reports.
The woman, who was 20 at the time, said she was sexually assaulted in a London, Ontario hotel room in 2018, where the players had been attending a Hockey Canada gala. It's a case that hit Hockey Canada hard after it was revealed that it had reached a settlement with the alleged victim years later and had another secret fund to pay settlements on similar claims.
All five pleaded not guilty. None is on an NHL roster or has an active contract with a league team. Uber says it is starting a program to allow women passengers to pick female drivers or share a ride with other women, with pilots slated to begin in the next few weeks in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Detroit. Longer wait times could be an issue, as Uber says only about 1 in 5 of its drivers are women. Customers can also pre-book rides with women drivers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky for the overnight with lows dropping back into the mid-70s. On Thursday, shower and thunderstorm chances on the increase. We'll see highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s, heat index between 95 and 100. Right now, it's 79.
Your mind. Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Imagine that, me working for you. Whoa. shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner." Membership card to get inside.
You said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
La, my boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy,
look out now.
My
boyfriend's back.
Boy, well,
I can see him coming, so you better get up running on right now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Rise. You found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Thank you.
say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN.
notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you. With each day
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Texas State Legislature is in special session to look into the catastrophic flooding that killed 130 people this month. Some of the attention is focusing on the UGRA, the Upper Guadalupe River Authority, as KEYE-TV's Abigail Velez reports from Austin.
After a deadly flood in 1988, the UGRA raised taxes to build a flood warning system. But years later, the system fell apart. When a recent engineering study called for a $1 million upgrade, the UGRA didn't fund it. Instead, they lowered taxes, accumulated millions in reserves, and let the system lapse.
In Boise, families of the four University of Idaho students Brian Koberger has admitted killing got to lash out at him in court yesterday. Koberger spoke only briefly at his sentencing, as we hear from